Iraq may be the subject of the speeches, but one of the Republican delegates brought up another war. Morton Blackwell of Virginia has been handing out bandages decorated with purple hearts. It's a mockery of the war record of Democrat John Kerry, who won 3 Purple Hearts and 2 other medals in Vietnam. Republican ads questioning Kerry's record have been denounced by, among others, John McCain, one of last night's convention speakers, and Republican officials have now asked Blackwell to stop handing out his souvenirs. President Bush doesn't arrive at the convention until later in the week. Yesterday, he campaigned in Michigan and New Hampshire, 2 states where he is behind, according to the polls. White House officials also spent the day trying to explain a controversial statement about the war on terror. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Dearborn, Michigan.
It's become a tradition for presidential candidates. The first days of the nominating convention are spent touring the country, firing up the faithful, wooing the undecided, and getting lots of time on the local TV news in strategically chosen states. Yesterday in Nashua, New Hampshire, the president adopted an especially folksy, regular guy tone as he stood on a stage built at center court of the local high school gymnasium.
I've already mentioned old Judd.
Old Judd is Republican Judd Gregg, a U.S. senator who represents New Hampshire.
He's making a big, big difference in the Senate. He's fun to work with most of the time. He's plenty capable, and he knows what he's doing, and he married well. We love Kathy a lot.
This was at an Ask President Bush event, a format designed to showcase the president's personality. Such events, a fixture of the Bush campaign, are known for their extremely friendly audiences, for people to stand up and praise the president. But yesterday in Nashua, something unusual happened. A woman challenged Mr. Bush with a question critical of his Middle East policy.
How can Ariel Sharon, as you have said, be a man of peace if he causes death and torture among innocent Palestinians every day? How can Ariel Sharon be a man of peace if he fits your definition of a terrorist?
The president responded,
first of all, Ariel Sharon is defending his country against terrorist attack, just like we will.
From New Hampshire, the president flew to suburban Detroit. In campaign speeches, he makes it a point to highlight issues of local concern. Yesterday, in Taylor, Michigan, he praised the domestic auto industry for building cleaner cars and trucks.
My administration has worked with manufacturers to set wise fuel efficiency standards. We will cut air pollution from diesel vehicles by more than 90%. My opponent has taken a different approach. He's consistently supported arbitrary, unfair fuel standards that could cost Michigan thousands of jobs and makes our cars less safe.
It's a charge the John Kerry campaign disputes while pointing to job losses Michigan has already suffered under President Bush. Also yesterday, the president made a comment that drew even more fire from Democrats and contradicted one of the main themes of the Republican convention, that under Mr. Bush's leadership, the war on terror is succeeding. In an interview on NBC's Today show, the president was asked, "Can we win the war on terror?" His answer seemed at odds with that message and his own previous statements.
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world.
Democrats seized on it. John Kerry was not out campaigning, but his running mate John Edwards accused the president of declaring defeat. The White House, meanwhile, said the president was simply saying that this is not a conventional war, that there will be no surrender or peace treaty. Today, the president will be in Iowa and Pennsylvania, but first, this morning, he goes to Nashville for a speech to the American Legion Convention. John Kerry will address the same group on Wednesday, but otherwise he's taking a break from the campaign trail this week. Don Gagne, NPR News in Dearborn.